こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アマゾンの CEO ジェフ・ベゾス氏が離婚を発表しましたが、その翌日に愛人に送ったとされるメールが流出し、その文章が面白いとネット上で話題になっています。君の匂いを嗅ぎたい、君のことを吸い込みたい、愛してるよ、生きた女の子、僕の体と唇と目でもうすぐそれを証明してあげる、など独特な内容で、アレクサに書かせたのではないかなどと揶揄されています。離婚が成立すれば、ベゾス氏の妻は財産分与で日本円にしておよそ7兆4000億円分の資産を得る可能性があり、その場合、世界で最も裕福な女性になります。
The day after Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced his plans for divorce, text messages to his lover were leaked on the internet and have gained some attention. The text messages include, I want to smell you, I want to breathe you in, and I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon. Had some people joking that they thought they were written by Alexa. If the divorce is realized, his then ex-wife would be entitled to 7.4 trillion yen, making her the wealthiest woman on earth.
7兆4000億円ってすごいよね。
That's a lot of money.
いや、ちょっと。
What is that in dollars? 想像もできない。70 billion? Something like that, right?
I guess. Yeah, かな。もう桁がちょっと。違いすぎて意味がわからないんだけど、あのこの Alive Girl っていう表現がちょっとなかなかないというか、あまりにも独特なのですごい注目を浴びちゃったんだけどね。
How do you feel about it? If someone texted I love you Alive Girl,
ちょっと意味がわからない
Is the comma just not supposed to be there? Or
でも I love you aliveComma girl だったら余計怖くない。
Well, that's good though, right? That's
why.
It's better than not.
当たり前じゃん。生きてるに決まってるからね。どういう意味で言ったの？
Why does this happen? How did someone get Jeff Bezos's text?
わかんないけど、写真とかも一緒に流出したらしい。
Well, I could make those.
Pictures?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. まあでも彼が何もコメントを出してないというか、これは偽物ですって言ってないから、まあ本物なんじゃない？あんまり。
I don't see any. It's we can't really tell, right? If it's real.
まあ今の段階ではね。
Like screenshots are proof of nothing.
Yeah.
They're not proof of anything.
あ、でもスクリーンショットじゃないよね。I don't know how. I don't know the details actually, but.
But it was initially reported by sort of a tabloid.
そう。
Tabloidy.
で、いっぱい文章があってこれ以外にも結構意外とピュアっぽいんだよね、それが。それもちょっと面白いというか、すごいこうゴリゴリにエロい内容とかだったらまだなんかああって感じなんだけど。中学生かよっていうぐらいの結構ピュアな感じで、逆になんか嫌なんだけど私は。
Maybe, I mean, his lover must like it, right? I mean, that's what counts.
Yeah, so.
And then if people think that it's corny and stupid or whatever, it's, you know, it's like Bezos is willing to take that heat.For her.
That's so romantic. Even though it's double footing. But, まあでも、これぐらい力があって、あの、テック系の会社の、もう、ジェフ・ベゾスですらも、写真とか、こういうエロいメールが流出することがあるんだなっていう、まあ、面白話みたいな。かわいそうだけど、ちょっと面白い。
He's kind of a mystery. There's these old pictures of Jeff Bezos, and he looks like this sort of a nerdy,
yeah,
accountant looking, sort of a dweeby guy. And then recently he's, you know, he's got the shades on and he's been hitting the gym. Mm. And he's got, I don't know, he's upped his style considerably. I mean, a lot of these guys do. I mean, Elon has done the same thing. A lot of these characters, you know, when you become the face of a business, you kind of, it makes sense to look cooler.
でもやっぱりさ、right? ザッカーバーグもそうだし、イーロン・マスクもそうだし、ジェフ・ベゾスもそうだけど、
Has Zuckerberg done that? I don't think he's really...
well, kind of. でもこう、どれだけやっぱお金を稼いで、そういうイケてる風の服とかを着ても、やっぱりちょっと、ヌードっぽさが抜けきれないところがいいところじゃない?なんか逆にさ、yeah. 本当に全て捨てて、全部イケイケになっちゃったら、ちょっと嫌じゃない?
Well, you wanna... It's elevating. You're not trying to hide the nerdy part. You're elevating the nerdy part, right? The nerdiness is this cool. It fits right in with everything else I'm doing. The shades, the suits, you know, all this baller stuff, no?
I guess. でもどういう気持ちなんだろうね。これぐらいパワーがあるポジションにいて、こういう真面目に書いた文章が全世界の人に読まれるっていうのは。
His wife is going to become quite powerful. I mean, I guess she's already quite powerful, but that's, you know, if you pick up $70 billion, you're a pretty big player, right?
そう、それもそうだし、Amazonの株を彼女は手に入れることができるわけで、ベゾスが 18% とかだっけ?だから半分もらうとしたら 6% だから、例えば今言われてるのは、彼女が、まあ、仮にだけどアマゾンの派遣社員とか、まあ、働いてる人たちの待遇をもっと良くしろとか、そういうふうにこう主張したら、まあそれは通さないといけなくなる可能性があったりとか、で結構ボイスは持てるよね。
Where do you think that money is gonna go? Because we kind of know what Bezos does with his money, right? You know, he's been spending a lot of it on Blue Origin and his various projects. I mean, Amazon's always branching out, and but we don't really know, I don't know anything about her. I mean, does she? What do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea.
It's her money. But that's a lot. That's a lot of money. I mean, the U.S. government has been shut down for weeks.
Yeah.
Over $5 billion.
Yeah.
Over $5 billion. The entire government has been shut down for weeks. She's getting $70 billion out of this divorce.
Yeah. まあ in asset だけど。
Can she just throw $5 billion? Just make that go away.
ね、で今世界で最も裕福な女性はロレアルのエアレスの人なんだって、でそれでも全然この7兆4千億には多分届いてないから、それをまあ軽く飛び越えて1位になるっていう、
that's all inherited money、
ロレアルはね、そう、そうちょっと想像できないよね。まあ、しかもこの場合はこうベゾスはあれだもんね、アマゾンを作る前にから彼女と結婚してたから、だからまあ余計そのこうやって成功してから稼いだものは全て奥さんと半分半分になるっていう、だからこれぐらいの金額になるんだよね。
And those are the kinds of relationships that I want to root forfor. And when it doesn't work, it's kind of sad
because
it's
like,
oh, it got to the relationship, you know, this whole crazy money, fame, you know, other beautiful women, you know, it's not the same as it was when they started out, obviously. And I don't know. I'm sure it's extremely tough.
本当その全然有名とか金持ちになる前から結婚してて、その後もずっと一緒にいるっていうのは確かに応援したくなっちゃうよね、勝手に。
Yeah, but we don't see that super often. I mean, at least I can't think of any prominent examples. I'm not, you know, I don't have all the TMZ knowledge. I can't think of any.
そうだね。すごいね、離婚で7兆円。Alive girl、
yeah.
あのさ何でもよかったんだよ。だって beautiful でもいいし、なんか何でもいいわけじゃん、形容詞そこに入る。
Well, it wasn't meant for, you know, public.
そうなんだけど、その相手の女性からしてもさ、何でもいい中でわざわざ alive を選ぶっていう、なんか独特すぎるよね、ちょっと。
But on some level, I feel like if you're saying, if your sexting is somethingthat's so bland and normal that it would just be generally accepted as like solid textbook sexting. That's kind of boring too, no?
Well, a live girl is certainly not boring, but it's、right. confusing.
To us, I'm certainly confused.
次。Google は北米と欧州にて昨年2月から Google Chrome 上で悪質なブロック、Can I, sorry. あの左がね聞こえなくなったまた。Thank you.
ごめん。
Google は北米と欧州にて昨年2月から Google Chrome 上で悪質な広告をブロックする取り組みを行ってきましたが、今年の7月9日から全世界に拡大すると発表しました。この取り組みは業界団体コーディションフォーベターアッツが定めた基準に沿ったもので、ポップアップ広告、カウントダウン広告、音付きの自動再生動画広告、フラッシュアニメーション広告、強制的にスクロールさせる広告、画面の 30% 以上を占める広告、スクロールしても消えない固定型広告がブロックの対象となります。Chrome シニアディレクターのベン・ガルブレイス氏は以下のように述べています。私たちの究極のゴールは広告を排除することではなく、世界中の皆さんにより良いウェブ環境を、世界中の皆さんのためにより良いウェブ環境を築くことです。
Google has announced that they will expand the Google Chrome intrusive ad blocking functionality, which launched in North America and Europe in February of last year, to the rest of the world on July 9th of this year. The initiative has standards set by the industry group called Coalition for Better Ads, which targets the following for blocking: pop-up ads, countdown ads, autoplay videos with sound, flash animation ads, ads which force the user to scroll,ads which take up more than 30% of the screen, and ads which move with the user as they scroll. Chrome Senior Director Ben Galbraith stated the following: Our ultimate goal is not to filter ads, but to build a better web for everyone, everywhere.
そう、まあこの人も言ってるけど、確かに広告自体どうこうっていうことよりも、普通にこうネット見ててイライラする状況っていうのは少ない方がいいわけだからね、
うん、
でカウントダウン広告っていうのはちなみによくあるけど、リンクとかをクリックするとパッて全面に出てきて、あと5秒で記事に行けますみたいな。
YouTube じゃん。
あ、そう、 YouTube もそれやってるけどそうそうそう、
Isn't that Google?
あのカウントダウンとともに出るやつ でフラッシュアニメーション広告っていうのはよくエロサイトとかの広告、なんかエロい広告とかでよく見るけど、こう、
Is it, you mean an ad for an eroy site?
そうそうそうそう。
Or an ad that you see on
エロいサイト、エロいサイトに導くための広告でよく見るけど、こうチカチカチカチカ背景とかが変わる、だから他のところ見ようとしてももうチカチカチカチカ主張してくるやつ、
しかも there'sGenitals or something.
そうそうそうそうそうそう。そう。とか、まああと最後のその固定型広告っていうのはこう画面にもう固定されてて、他の部分はスクロールするんだけど、それだけはずっと動かないで貼ってあるやつ。だそういう、まあみんながうざいねって思うもの、 この多分ね、Coalition for Better Ads がそもそも、どういう広告が良くないかっていうのを、基準を定める際に、アンケートとかを取ってるんだよね、消費者に。うん、でどういうのがうざいですかっていう。だからまあ、こういう、それはそうだよね、これうざいよねっていう感じのものが対象になっている。
How would you describe your experience entering 2019 with online ads?
Why? What about you?
Because I think it's atrocious. I think every website I go to has just inane, daft, just mindless bullshit plastered all across the bottom.And probably before whatever content I want to see. And Google search results take me to things that have super obnoxious paywalls and weird pop-up countdown things. And these things are timed so that you start reading something and you're already invested. And then it pops up and messes with you. Mm. And all of these weird, evil psychological tactics that have just...only gotten more sophisticated and more intrusive, you know, up until this point. It's just, I think it's terrible. And it's pollution. It's mind pollution. It's corporate propaganda.
そうだから、まあみんながコンセンサスとしてこれってうざいよねっていうものをずっとやり続けるっていうのは、まあバカバカしいから。
And no one's above it. No one's above it.
Yeah.
Right.
そう。ただこの Chrome の取り組みが始まってから、まあ北米と欧州ではもう始まってるわけなんだけど、1年弱、
mm.
まあこういう広告がその結果減ってきている。まあ当然自分のサイトが出なくなったら困るから、mm. ウェブサイトを運営している人たちはこういう広告をじゃあ排除しましょうっていう動きになってるわけで、
mm.
なので、まあ Google がこういう取り組みを行ってくれるっていうのは消費者としてはありがたいよね。
Well,
じゃないともうみんながイライライライラして。
So, let me bring out my inner cynic for a second. But so the senior director guy said, our ultimate goal is not to filter ads, but to build a better web for everyone everywhere, right? So they have one of the most powerful, most widely used browsers in the world. And what happens when they start restricting...all these different businesses from using ads. So Google is now deciding, somewhat subjectively, this ad's not okay, that ad's not okay. But this is through their browser, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they already have a lot of control over the results. But now they will have control over how websites can behave because they have the browser.
Right.
Guess who also sells ads? Google. Google sells ads.
Right.
A load of ads. What, when they say our ultimate goal, let's not kid ourselves what the ultimate goal is. Bullshit. It's PR, obviously. I mean, anyone...
いや、それはそうでしょ。だって別に、アンチ広告じゃないからね、Google 自体は。
Can't ignore the fact that not only they're not anti-ads, they're the most pro-ads, thing there is on earth. And they're forcing a lot of people to use their advertising network based on their...You know, they're saying they have the authority to say what kinds of ads are acceptable.
Right.
Right.
まあ結局、ブラウザーは B2C のビジネスだから、消費者にいかに快適に使ってもらうかっていうのがゴールなわけだから、それはこういう嫌な広告は排除していかないといけないし、それは別に消費者のためもあるけど、Google 自身のためでもあるからね。
Well, it's B2C, but are you the consumer?You're the product, right? You're not the one buying ad space. You're the product. Your attention is being sold.
Well, the end right? consumer, I mean.
Yeah, that's not you. Right?
Well, can,
you don't
customer
pay them to do that.
Consumer and customer はちょっと違う。So,
yeah. You're the product. Or your attention is what's being sold here.
Right.
I'm just saying, I hate ads more than anyone. Probably. I try to hate ads more than anyone else. But I'm also wary of potential abuses for this. And we've seen this sort of system also operated by Google not work very well, you know, on YouTube and
well, I like this. So. I mean, I like this.
They should allow third parties to block them.
Well, they do, right? With extensions.
I don't know if that'll still be a thing. You think they may prefer their own. I don't know if they permit third party ad block software in conjunction with whatever they're offering, but
well, as long as they don't ban it or anything,
Apple took some control over, you know, the kinds of extensions that you could install, and things had to, like, before it was kind of the Wild West. You could just get it from any developer, and then it kind of had to go through their approved,
right,
sort of an app store type deal. And they have, I can't remember who was doing it, but they have removed ad block type applications repeatedly. And there has been a battle between ad block developers and these platforms.
このニュースが書いてあった、まあ、このニュースこれニュースでいろいろなってるんだけど、そのうちの一つのサイトでまさにこの話が書いてある真下に動画広告が貼ってあったよね。
Yeah, that was on Mashable, was it?
I forget which one it was.
But yeah, there was just garbage. And the ads everywhere, the quality of the ads everywhere seems to be just getting worse. Or maybe I'm getting dumber.
あと最近思うのは、あのお正月だから日本のテレビをさ、まあ、日本に帰ってきてちょっと見てて、あの番組の延長で広告が入る。だからその番組のセット、番組に出てる人たちをそのまま使って TikTok なり何なりの宣伝をするわけよ。だからパッと見その番組に見えるけど、まあ実は広告ですっていう。だそれ前にも多分番組で話したけど、その大人はあ広告だなって分かるけど、子供はやっぱりそれ分かんないからこうじーっと見ちゃったりとかするし、だそういうこう、騙すような手口というかさ、騙して見させるっていうのはどうかなって思うよね。
Even if you think you know, like, oh, you know it's an ad, it's still not that simple. It's not like you're immune to it because you know that.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's so pervasive. And so many things that are trying to act genuine are sponsored and they have weird backwards incentives. And the amount of money that's in the whole ad thing is absolutely staggering. Staggering. You know, how much do you think 15 seconds...on our program right now, 15 seconds would cost on the general podcast sponsoring market. What do you think the average rate is for a 15 second plug for one sponsor on a podcast with the audience reach that we have?
I have no idea. How much is it?Now I'm curious.
It's over, Hyakumayan.
Damn.
For 15 seconds, one sponsor.
Wow. Right?
Now, we've never had a sponsor, so we've never gotten... Yeah. But that's one. Now, most programs that are podcasts, kind of like are like what we're doing here, they fit in five or six sponsors back to back, right?
すごいね。
So that's like one episode, something like 800万円。
Right.
Right?
まあ500から800万円とか。もううちら金持ちになれるやん。
Yeah. I mean, I like 100 million for 15 seconds with this sort of reach is actually the low side, right? And you can find these figures for you know, Instagram, Twitter, various different platforms. That works out to something like 2 yen per person. 2 yen per for exposure to one person.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. People, if people pay that much, most people will just be like, oh yeah, we'll say that. Oh yeah, we'll do that. Oh yeah. On and on.
And
you look around and that's really what we're looking at. You know, when you look around on the internet and social media and various programs, there's a lot of selling out, I guess. And that's why there's ads everywhere.
Yeah.
Because attention is valuable. Your attention is valuable.
次。パーソナリティ and social psychology bulletin に掲載されたブリュッセル自由大学の研究で、人間が他人を性の対象物として見ているとき、脳の中で実際に人ではなく物として見ているのかどうか探るため実験を行いました。実験では被験者に肌の露出の度合いが様々でいろいろなポーズをとっている男女の写真を見せ、脳波をモニターしました。すると、特に女性の写真において、肌の露出が多くセクシーなポーズをしている写真ほど性的な興奮を引き起こしていましたが、脳が物体を見た時と同様の反応をしていたのは露出度に関係なくセクシーなポーズをしているものだけでした。つまり裸の写真であってもポーズがセクシーでなければ脳は物として処理していませんでした。
In a study published in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin,Researchers at Free University of Brussels conducted an experiment to investigate activity in the brain during social objectification. In the experiment, subjects were shown men and women in various poses with more and less revealing clothing while monitoring their brains. While both poses and revealing clothing were correlated to sexual arousal, objectification appeared to be a function of only the poses.In conclusion, even if the person in the picture were nude, if the poses were not sexy, the brain tended not to objectify the person.
そう、まあ、objectification ってあんまり日本語で言わないんだけど、まあ、要はそのおっぱいとかを見たときに、まあ、おっぱいが大きい女性を見たときに、それが自分と同じ人間であるっていうことを忘れて、まあ、性の対象物として、もうおっぱいと、にでしかないみたいなその人にも人格があって、その人にもいろいろ辛い経験とかがあって、人生ってものがあってっていうのを全部忘れちゃって、おっぱいとしてしか見ないっていうことを、まあ、性の対象物として見るっていうふうに英語で言うんだけど、まあ、それが肌の露出の問題なのか、ポーズの問題なのかっていう話で、で、セクシーなポーズだと、どうしてじゃあ逆に物体、と同じように見てしまうのかっていう理由自体は、まあ、この研究では限界があるからわからないんだけど、チームの人は単純にその例えば脱臼のポーズみたいなこうポーズで性器が強調されて見えやすくなってるからっていうことなのか、それともそういうセクシーなポーズをしていることによって私は例えばセックスに興味ありますよ、あなたとセックスすることに興味ありますよっていう意思が表に出ているサインだからなのか、まあ、それどっちなのか両方かもしれないし、まあ分かんないんだけどね。ただでも確かにさ、例えば私は温泉とかに行って周りに素裸の女の人がいっぱいいるわけじゃん、でもセクシーにしようとしてないから別にみんなこうさ、なんていうの、背筋をピンと伸ばしてお尻を突き出してとかしてないわけじゃん、だから結構みんなダラダラして暑いし、そうするとこう、全然セクシーな感じはないんだよね。
Would that be true for if both sexes were present? If you were surrounded by dudes in an onsen? I mean, you're saying
Well, to me, like I'm talking about how it looks to me, at least.
Well, if they were so. Men instead of women, do you think that would hold true?
You don't.
They would just be.
なんか例えばアレクサンダー・スカルスガードがスパダカで目の前にいるとして、なんか見られてるって意識してかっこよくしてれば、ああエロって思うかもしれないけど、なんかこう背筋も悪くなんかダラダラしてグニャってしてたら、そんな別になんかエロって思わないかもしれない。
Well, if he was just like a slob sitting there like scratching his ass,
そうそうそう、sure. でしょ？
But,
だからやっぱ露出してるからといってイコールすぐに、あ、裸になってる、もうチンコみたいなことではないわけじゃん。だから確かにそのポーズとか姿勢とかっていうのは大事なんだよね、きっと。大事というか影響してくるよね。
I think humans realize that the pose is more informative context than clothing is. And we're not really, I don't see, this is monitoring the brain's activity, right? Sort of on a basic level. And I don't think that there has been enough time for us to evolve that simple, basic brain response to clothing, whereas poses and body language is something that has been around for probably millions of years. And I think on the most fundamental level, we're more susceptible, or we weigh the posture or body language more than we would clothing. Because you can wear any clothes, and that doesn't tell you a whole lot about someone's intense.
Right.
Or it doesn't tell you a whole lot about your own, the possibility of you getting with this girl. You know, if she's playing with her hair and making eye contact, biting her lower lip and looking down and can't wipe her smile off her face, then maybe she's into you. This is body language, right?
Right.
But what she's wearing doesn't really, you know, that's just what she put on.
いや、まあ、この研究は一応、そのメディアで多分女性がオーブリー、なんていうの、オーブリーに性の対象物として描かれることを危惧してるみたいなトーンのペーパーだったから、最終的に、例えば水着とか下着のカタログで、その、モデルにわざわざそういうセクシーなポーズを取らせる、意味がないというか、あの、その、物を売りたいだけだから、そのモデルが性の対象物として消費されないためにポーズをもうちょっとニュートラルにするとかっていう方法もありかもねみたいなことを言ってたんだけど、
Don't you think you just sell way less shit?
そう、私はね、それを見た時ちょっと思った。それは、まあ、そのモデルさん本人がそういうふうに見られたくないんだったら、それは確かにそうなんだけど、あの、買う側として、まあ、Victoria's Secret とかね、例えば、あ、これを着たらこんなセクシーになるんだ、みたいな。なんか、
And they just walk down the runway like this, just completely neutral. just nothing, just straight. Don't move your hips. Don't, you know.
それはそれでちょっとね。
What is that? That's like, that's the military, right?
Yeah.
That's the military. I think there's this object...There's this connotation to the word objectify and objectification, applied to, you know, talking about humans, that it's less human, or you're making them less human, or there's something inhuman about objectifying. I think that's nonsense. I think humans have been objectifying each other since the very beginning.
And I think objectify すること自体が inhuman なんじゃなくて、相手をだから一人の人間として尊重してないっていうことじゃん。だからその、本当にそれこそおっぱいとお尻がついてるものみたいな感じで、
right.
だからその人の感情とか、その人が嫌だとか嫌じゃないとかをもう完全にないものとしてしまうっていう。
Right, but I'm just trying to highlight the fact that this objectifying process and behavior, I think is...A very human thing to do, a very animalistic thing to do, a primal part of what makes us human, like right. natural, you know, right. evolutionary biology.
一人でやっぱりそれをやってる分にはいいと思うんだよね。雑誌を見たりとかして。ただ問題になるのはその人間っていうのは社会的な生き物だから、それをやっぱり他人に言動として出してしまうっていうことがやっぱり多いわけじゃない。だそうするとまあ傷つく人がいたり。まあ、傷つくだけじゃ済まないようなことになっちゃう場合もあるから、まあ、その仕組みを探るっていうのは面白いと思うけど。
Well, I mean, there's totally inappropriate context for this sort of objectifying,but it's like sexy poses and just thinking about humans as a sexual opportunity is just a, it's such an innate, integral part of like.Human psychology, and that we kind of come to these conclusions. You know, we should have these neutral poses and nobody wearing
well,
bright
think,
colors.
Well, I think we need to understand where they were coming from when they wrote that. Like, その要はやりすぎ。
Well, I'm not criticizing them at all.
やりすぎが目に余るみたいなことだと思うよ。結局そのなんだろう。メディアもそうだし、じゃあ最近ソーシャルメディアで15歳とか14歳の子も使ってる。で、そういう子たちがそれを真似して、自分では何してるかもう分かってないというか、どういうふうに見られてるかっていうのをそこまで想像できてない状態で、例えば下着姿を全世界に公開したりとかしてる。っていう中でやっぱり、まあ、メディアやりすぎだよねっていう話はあると思う。
What do you think of like,the recent fairly obvious trend of exaggerated posing on social media, you know, especially like sticking your butt out is yeah, just, yeah. it is everyone. No one's not posing on social media.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you, should we ban?
No.
okay.
No, but I think it's the,I think we talked about this before, but with what was his name? Judd Apatow. In his stand-up, he was talking about his teenage daughter, who's constantly on Instagram or something. で彼女も本当に10代で、まあこんな短いショートパンツ履いて、写真を撮ってそこにアップして、まあたくさんライクがつくわけじゃない。で彼女はそれがすごい嬉しいし、なんでダメなの？って感じ。でその気持ちも分かるじゃん。自分が10代だったら絶対そう思うから。ただ、親からしてみたら、それを見てる人がどういうつもりで見てるかまでも想像できる。そんなみんな、あ、可愛いねって純粋な気持ちで見てる、まあ、人もいるだろうけど、もっとやばい人もいっぱいいるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
だから、そこはもう教育っていうかさ、言っていくしかないよね。じゃないと確かにティーネイジャーの子なんてさ、なんでダメなのって思うじゃん。私も絶対思ったと思うし。
But why the butt sticking out thing? Like why now? Why now? Why not before? And why?
Well, I was sticking my butt.
It's super major now.
Well, I was doing that.
Did you start it?
Maybe I started it. No, but me and my friend were always doing that. We had digital camera back then, yeah. but we would take each other's pictures, like half naked, like literally half naked. And we'll take each other's pictures so that we can send it to our boyfriends, you know, and sometimes like both of us are in the picture for each other's boyfriend. Like we were crazy. I hope they're not on the internet.
I'm sure they are.
でもその時もさ、やっぱり、まあ親はそんなの知らないし、私も別にそれが、まあ見る人がいたって別に、だから何というか。
Well, back then there was a chance that it wouldn't end up online.
それもそうだし、or even in person, I would wear this like skimpy ass clothes and I would dance on the bar counter.
Yeah.
You know, anyone could probably like,try to look at my underwear and they
But
could.
Is that bad?
Or... So the thing is, back then, right, when I was like 19 or 20 something, I didn't care. I didn't think it was a big deal. If someone saw my underwear, like, it's fine. Like, I don't care, you know? でもそれってやっぱりこう、自分 自分の価値を分かってないっていうのもなんだけど、その、なんだろう、自分はいつでも自分の裸見れるから大したことないと思ってるじゃん。だけど、実は、それって、なんか当たり前なことなんだけど、他の人からしたらいつでも見れるものじゃなくて、すごい価値があるものなんだよね。だからこそ、AV とかグラビアとかすごい売れるわけで。
Well, what do you think when girls say, like, 減るもんじゃないじゃん。
そう、だから減るもんじゃないけど、やっぱもったいない。でもそれって結局主観だから、本人が、もったいないと思わない限りは別にいいんだけどね。
You're just your age, and you're married, and you have a kid, and I think there are a lot of phases in life.
That
in some sense, you kind of, everyone, not everyone, but some people inevitably will go through those phases, or should go through those phases, or whatever the reasoning is.
だから多分もうずっとそうなんじゃない？もう若い子は自分の肌を見せ続けて、大人たちは、ああ、もったいない、でも、しょうがないかって思うしかないっていう。
I think, certain phase of your life, you, men and women want more attention and they're seeking partner and they're, as part of the mating, you know, protocol,People are going out of their way to objectify themselves.
Yeah.
And want to be objectified.
Right.
Because that's where the sex appeal is. You don't get sex appeal from like, oh, I really like his personality and all this. Right off the bat. That's, and we're starting from visual. We're starting from, you know, what is the first impression? It's not someone's personality. That's not their first impression.
And I think...まあ、自分がやってたから、例えばその子供がそれをやってるとか若い子がそれをやってる時に怒るのもおかしいと思うんだよね。別に怒られることじゃない、本人の責任だし。ただまあ、やっぱりレイプカルチャーとか言われるけど、その露出してるとか肌を見せてる、じゃあ写真でお尻を突き出してる、でもそれだけでしかないんだけど、その先を無理やり解釈する人がいるわけじゃん。あ、肌出してるから襲ってもいいってことなんだ。あ、お尻突き出してるからお尻触ってもいいってことなんだ。なんで文句言うの？っていう風に解釈する人がやっぱりいっぱいいるから、危ない目に遭うことがあるわけで、そこだけはちょっと、気をつけてほしいけど、それもね、本来は別にその子たちが気をつけなきゃいけないことじゃなくて、そういう解釈する人がそれをやめなきゃいけないっていうだけなんだけどね。だから、
Well, people make a lot of false assumptions. I mean, you have to make a lot of assumptions to get anywhere between, you know, people that are attracted to each other.
Right.
And people make bad assumptions because, you know, they don't understand. They just are.Frankly, ignorant, and people get hurt.
やっぱりその、まあ、consent っていうこと、日本であまりそこまで欧米ほど話題になってないけど、まあ一番わかりやすいなって私が思ったのは、いつも使われるあの紅茶の例。その友達が、じゃああなたの家に行って紅茶飲んでもいいって言っていいよって言った時に、で友達が家に来ます。そしたら友達が寝ちゃいました。そしたら、紅茶飲みたいって言ってたからって言って寝てる友達の口に紅茶を流し入れるかって言ったら流し入れないじゃんっていう。でもそれが性的なことになると、なぜか起きてしまうわけじゃん。例えば、じゃあ家においでって言ったら女の子が家に来た。それは家に行くっていうことだけに同意してるのに、家に来るってことはここまでやっていい、じゃあキスしてもいいんじゃない、家に来たんだからやってもいいでしょうとか、そう課題に解釈して、家に来たくせにやらせないってどういうこととか、家に来たくせにやったら怒るってどういうことみたいになっちゃうわけじゃん。だからそれはもう勘違い、多大な勘違いなんだけど、それをやっぱり今までは被害に遭う子を減らしたいっていう強い思いから、家に行っちゃダメよとか、家に行ったらやらせてもいいって思われることなんだよって、その被害に遭いそうな側に行動を強制してきたわけじゃん。それはやっぱり おかしいから単純にその被害を加える方が間違ってる。
Both are necessary、right?
Yes, yeah, but the thing, the balance, right? It was そのバランスが間違ってた今まで。だからあ夜道を歩いたからいけないんだよ、あ家に行ったからダメなんだよ。
But you can't just force people to behave how you want them to behaveYou know,
あそれはそうなんだけど、その、なんだろう、家に来たからってやっていいってことじゃないからねっていうことよりも、あ、家に行ったからやられたんだよっていう方が、なぜか声を大にしてみんな行ってきちゃったっていう歴史があって、それはやっぱり、うん、で、そうするとやっぱり、やられちゃっても、自分で、何、自分のせいかなって思っちゃう子もいたりとか。
What is this logic? Who, like, if you, you're saying if a girlGoes to, comes to your house, that somehow that's like a, that's like consent of sex? What are you saying?
と思っちゃう人がいっぱいいるわけじゃん。
Well, that seems insane.
To you, yes, but to a lot of people out there, that's the truth. And
some guys may have that, that aspiration, but...Yeah, that, I mean, obviously that doesn't make sense.
結局その女の子たちを守らないとっていうことから大人たちとか警察とかみんな声を大にして家に行っちゃダメよとかあんまり露出 しない方がいいよって言ってきたわけじゃん。それはそれで間違ってないんだけど、あまりにもその声が大きすぎて逆にあそういう声があるのに露出してるってことは触ってもいいんだ、あ家に来るってことはやってもいいんだ、だってそれ分かってるんでしょ、ずっと言われてきたんだからみたいな、こう犯罪者視点をなぜか多くの人が持っちゃうっていう結果になっちゃったと思うんだよね。
Well, I hope that's not I hope that's not happening、
でも
that much.
でも結局それはすごく多いし、
But teenagers are really
Well, not just teenagers, even grown-ups、例えば Like, I'm a womanI talk to other girls, my friends, and most of them has more than one story like this, where they were either, you know, assaulted, sexually assaulted, or close encounter. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of stories like that myself.
Mm-hmm.
だからこう、でもやっぱり人にはなかなか言えなかったりとか。で、それはやっぱりどっから来てるかっていうと、罪悪感がある。自分は何も悪いことしなくても、あここでこうしたからいけなかったのかな、あそこでああいうふうに言ったのが勘違いさせちゃったのかなとか、
うん、
だからそれはカルチャーでどうにか変えられることだと思うんだよね。
Well, you want to take some control back, right? If there's nothing you could have done, then it kind of implies that you don't have control to prevent it from happening in the future. I mean, I'm assuming that's thepsychological impulse for that thought process.
Yeah,
right?
And for the その本人がそう思うのはまだいいんだけど、やっぱり周りがそれに乗っかっちゃうっていう文化もあるし、例えばまあツイッターとかでこういう話をするといろんな人が私もそういう経験ありますと言ってくれるけど、こう怖い目にあった時に警察の人に、あスカート履いてるからでしょって言われたりとか。だから本人がね、例えばあ夜中にミニスカート履かなきゃよかったって思うこと自体は別に間違ってないんだよ。だけどそれをやっぱり警察とか大人とか学校の先生とかがあなたのせいなんじゃないのっていうようなことを言ったりするのは間違ってるし、それは事実ではないし、あの、うん、本当に被害に遭う時っていうのはジャージ着てようがメイクしてなかろうがなんだろうが関係ないから、うん、だからそれは本当になんか社会みんながずっと勘違いしてきちゃったことだと思うんだよね、うん、だからそれが 100% 防げることだっていうイリュージョン、じゃあ、うん、スカート履いてなければいいのか、可愛くなければいいのか、メイクしてなければ絶対襲われないのかって言ったらそんなことないわけだから、
うん、
だからそれは教育とかやっぱりみんなの考え方がシフトしないといけないなって思う。
How do you thinkThings will change, or how do you? It's a cultural thing, right? I don't really、yeah. think that the government has anything to say about it.、
うん、まあやっぱりあの Me Too とかもあったし、あの声を上げる、まあソーシャルメディアもあるし、ネットもあるから、 声を上げる機会っていうのは増えたと思うし、他の人の経験、自分が声を上げられなくても他の人の経験を聞いたり読んだりすることだけでもやっぱり自分じゃないんだって、気づく機会にもなると思うし、それは男女問わずだけどね。
How do you think social media and like Tinder and all these things have changed this? Because it is obviously these things have transformed the culture around sex among young people. And I mean, I don't really have experience with all that, but it's, is it helping? Is it making it worse? Is it, there's, how do people even do all this stuff these days? Because I'm just thinking back, you know, when I was in high school or something, and for some reason it was so hard to figure out if a girl liked me, and it was so hard for me to make it obvious or hint that I liked a girl in a way that was subtle enough where if she liked me, then she would notice. And if she didn't like me, she wouldn't notice.
Right.
Right? Which is really the ideal for, you know, connecting with people that way. And it would just be like, girls would go super out of their way to try to show me that they liked me, and I wouldn't notice.
Right.
And then later, I'd remember it, and I'd be like, wow, I'm such an idiot. Like, how did I not notice for like a month?
Yeah, kawaii jang.
But that, it seems more obvious now, but back then, you know, everyone starts out there, right?
Yeah. You know, you're 練習しないといけないからね。
Right. And it's going to be really awkward and embarrassing and painful. And, you know, some girl's going to just laugh in your face. some guy's just going to ignore you. And then there was a lot of guys, me and my friends would talk about, try to get a feel for, you know, what are the rules? Like, how does this work? Like, what do things mean? Like, how do you know what girls want? We're so different. It just doesn't make any sense. Mm. And then you have like the base system, right? First base,
right.
Second base,
base system,
right? Like home run. And then you have other societal, social expectations, like, generally, you shouldn't expect to have sex on the first date, and you shouldn't expect to have sex on the second date. But if you're not having sex on the third date, then something's wrong, right? this was like the map that people were. I don't know how we got these mental pamphlets.
Yeah.
But that's the best people could come up with, right?
Right.
And if something doesn't go according to, you know, I mean, it just sounds like
pamphlet?
your mental sex pamphlet, you know, with the bases labeled and people try to like steal bases, which, you know, can backfire. You'll get, you're out, right? And there's just getting to kiss was like almost impossible. Almost impossible, right? And then we hear, you know, Me Too and all these celebrities, you know, they just casually have, you know, distant, you know, barely their employees, just they just whip their dick out, and it's like this. And on the other spectrum, we have teenagers like just putting their souls into trying to get to like first base. I think alcohol is a big problem. I think things got considerably worse, just anecdotally.
I think, it has
people I know.
A lot to do with this objectification. Like, 例えばそのマイケルが言ってるティーネイジャーの時の思い出っていうのは、相手に嫌われたくないっていう気持ちがあるわけじゃん。急にキスとかしてあっちが、何やってんのってなったらもう一巻の終わりなわけで。その相手を人間として見てるから、 相手が嫌がることをしたくないし、うん、まさか自分が何か勘違いして、あっちが嫌がることをやっちゃったら嫌われてその関係が壊れちゃうわけじゃん。
うん、
でその関係を大事にしたいから、そういうことがないように気をつけるわけだけど、その相手のことをただのおっぱいとして考えてる場合は、うん、その嫌われたらどうしようとか、嫌がることしちゃったらどうしようっていうのはもう全くないものとして過ごしてるわけじゃん。うん、だからそういう。
That might explain why people who are severely jaded tend to objectify, at least from my observation, jaded people、
うん、
are more likely to dismiss and objectify the opposite sex and write them off as,
yeah. You know. だからそういう人、でも例えば自分の妹とかお母さんとかお姉ちゃんとかはそういうふうに扱ってなかったりするわけじゃない、
うん、
おっぱいとして見てるわけじゃないから自分のお母さんとかお姉ちゃんのことはただその辺で会った人に関してはなぜかこう人間ってことを忘れてるっていうか、
うん、
でそれって最近こうフェミニズムを語って男嫌いみたいな偽フェミニズムみたいな人たちにももちろん言えることで今度は逆にだから男性のことを人間として見てない、
うん、
まあ大体何かお互いね多分そういう風になるに至った理由っていうのがあってすごいひどいことされたとか、
うん、
でもう男全部嫌い女全部嫌いとかなっちゃうとまあ人間として見るのが難しいから、
うん、
もうただのチンコとか風に捉えてもうみんな嫌い死ねばいいみたいになっちゃうっていうかねでそうすると相手も傷つく可能性があるとかみんながそういう悪い人なわけじゃないとかっていうのを忘れちゃうっていうのはあるよね
Do you remember how precious like your interactions with someone when you're in like middle school or something if you had a crush on someone the amount of effort you would put into one potential interaction
yeah.
you know standing in front of the lockers or wherever it isthe water cooler. I mean, if you have a crush on some girl, it's like, oh my God, like I care so much
yeah.
about this interaction being yeah. positive for them that I can barely speak and I'm turning into a blabbering idiot. But, but that level of care and, you know, treating the other person as a human being and respecting what they think about you,or what they could think about you if you screw up,、
mm.
Kind of wears off after a while. And I think then you have the booze and then you have the jaded people, you know,、yeah. bad relationships. And it's like, yeah, let's get fucked up and, you know, find some bitches. And、
yeah.
there's this, people get into weird sort of tribal、
yeah.
hunting...I don't know. It's
yeah, and I was guilty of that too. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's just one way.
Guys are all the same, you know. Guys are all the same. They just want sex. Fuck them. They're so stupid. Like, なんていうの。ででもある時点でやっぱり気づくわけじゃん。あ、そういうわけじゃない。なんていう。
I love like the.Both of those, you know, both sides of kind of the stereotypical sexist narrative. I forgot where I saw this, but it was being described in this video game. And this feminist described this video game as like, oh, this woman is so helpless and she has to be rescued by this guy and he's so strong. And this is completely sexist and bullshit. And then the guy is like, oh, this guy, the guy, the main character...This character in this game is just mindless. He has no intellect whatsoever. All he has is like strength. All he can do is walk around beating people up and he doesn't care about anything. He'll just lie himself down and die thousands of times over and over trying to save this one girl because he's so delusional. And like both sides have plenty of things to shit on about just the general video game archetype.
Hmm.
And I don't disagree with either side, honestly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, like, なんかやっぱりその男対女みたいになっちゃうのが一番もったいないっていうか意味がないからね。それはでも最近すごい多いから。
Well, there's no civilization that has ever thrived on Earth in 15,000 years where they had, you know, major division between sexes. We perceive it that way now, but actually, you know, in the past, role specialization was absolutely what they had to do to survive. I mean, otherwise you just get killed off, obviously.
Right.
You know, so there was it maximizing the effectiveness of any tribe by people doing what they're best at, which meant, you know, men would go out and hunt and women could gather, you know, berries or and keep track of what's poisonous and what's not and all that sort of, you know, evolutionary stuff, was essential to the strength of all successful civilizations in the past. It's a complementary relationship, you know, that has evidence of working.
Right.
And we're trying to find a way, you know, to navigate that today while respecting the individual dignity and the freedoms of everyone, you know.
Yeah. 頑張れ人間
It's not easy. I mean, even one relationship between one man and one woman, or,
oh, yeah.
You know, even if they're not man and woman, one relationship is...
Yeah, look at Bezos.
Well, it doesn't have to be Bezos. Every single freaking relationship is extremely difficult, I think. All of them are.
Yep.
And the sum total of that's not going to be, like, way easier for some reason, I think.
True.
Okay. On Tuesday, YouTube posted the following within an update to their FAQ. Hi, everybody. You can find below some facts regarding the recent updates about dangerous challenges and pranks enforcement. Our community guidelines prohibit content that encourages dangerous activities that are likely to result in serious harm. And today, we are clarifying what this means for dangerous challenges and pranks. We've updated our external guidelines to make it clear that challenges like the Tide Pod Challenge or the Fire Challenge, which can cause death and or have caused death in some instances, have no place on YouTube. YouTube also clarifies that this applies to pranks which involved perceived danger, for example, a home invasion prank or fake drive-by, and pranks that may traumatize children. Furthermore, these rules apply to videos uploaded in the past, which may be subject to deletion by YouTube.
今週火曜日、YouTube はコミュニティガイドラインを強化し、深刻な被害を引き起こす可能性のある危険な行為を禁止すると発表しました。禁止行為には、危険なチャレンジや過激なドッキリなども含まれます。YouTube は、洗剤のタイドポットを食べるタイドポットチャレンジや、自分に火をつけるファイヤーチャレンジなどを死に至るような具体例として挙げています。また、家に強盗が押しかけたように見せるドッキリや、車から銃を乱射しているように見せかけるドッキリのほか、子供にトラウマを与えるようなドッキリも禁止され、過去にアップロードされたものも削除される予定です。
Yep.
うん。すごいのいっぱいあるらしいもんね。まあ今、Bird Box Challenge が流行ってるっていうのを見たけど。
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.目隠しして車を運転したりするやつでしょ
Well, Bird Box is a movie,
yeah.
right?
And Netflix の見たよ
And it's You can't look at monsters So it's like the Medusa plot The Medusa premise
まあなんか何が見えるのか結局は分かんないけどまあとにかくアポカリプス映画で、こう見ちゃうとおかしくなっちゃって自殺しちゃう
So it's like Medusa plus The Happening.
Yeah, ish. だからみんな目隠しをして、まあ、外に行くときは目隠しをしなくちゃいけないんだけど。
What's that Medusa movie called?
I don't know.
Something of the Titans or Titan of the... Do you remember that movie? It's a really old movie.
No.
They used like stop motion animation.
You haven't seen Bird Box?
No, I haven't seen anything since whatever.
私も全然見てなくて、この間でも子供が寝てる間にちょっと久しぶりに映画見ようって言って旦那と見たんだけど。
You're watching stuff all the time, no? I feel like I've watched no. like two. I haven't seen any TV shows in. I don't know. I haven't been watching anything.
Not really. ただまあ目隠しっていうかなんか車を目張りして運転するシーンとかがあるんだよね。
うん、
のナビゲーションを使って、
うん、
だからまあアホだったらそれを自分でやってみたくなるんじゃない、わかんないけどめっちゃ危ないからね。
There's no self-driving in that movie. No one gets in a Tesla and just
I know. If only.
No?
If only they had Tesla. But ただ子供にトラウマを与えるドッキリとかもすごい、真剣取られた人とかはいるもんね、カスリーを。
Hmm.
Do you remember? なんか5人子供がいる夫婦みたいな。
Hmm.
And then
like、なんか
床にインクの粉みたいなのを撒いて、でそれを子供がやったでしょって、お前やったでしょってすごい怒るの。で子供は本当にやってないから、I didn't do it みたいな感じでずっとすごい泣き叫んでて、でも親はどうなってるみたいな。
And Jimmy Kimmel, no?Didn't they have some like...
Ah, that's Halloween のやつね。
What is it that they... Oh, I ate your candy.
I ate all your candies.
Seems kind of traumatic.
そう、あれもかわいそうだよね。
They're making all these parents, like, encouraging all these parents to, like, lie.、Yeah. And it's like, oh, it was just a joke for some late night comedy show that I watch. Sorry.
I ate all your candies は意外とそこまでなんだろう。がっかりする。まあ、がっかりすごい子もいるけど。
So、And these kids are devastated.
Yeah, they cry like crazy.
Yeah.
ちょっと前に、何年か前に結構流行った、クリスマスのプレゼントのやつすごいひどいと思った。プレステとか、Wii とかの箱がラップされてて、子供は、そんなものもらえるってすっごいワクワクして、開けたら本とかが入ってるみたいな。で、やっぱその時の、子供のがっかりしてる。
It's for the video, right? Because you're getting the reaction of the kid.
そう。
で、やっぱり。Like the kid's reaction is the whole motivation for this whole thing.
そう。で、やっぱり親の顔見るんだよね。え?って。やっぱ信用してるからさ。
うん。
もう、はい、もう今考えただけでも心が折れそうになっちゃう。かわいそう。だそれはさ、なんだろう。
But those are, most of those are still allowed. I mean, even, I'm specifically in this, statement that they released, they're like, the Jimmy Kimmel videos are really nice, but this other stuff is not.
そうなの?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no, they specifically in this post referenced Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow.
But Jimmy Kimmel is traumatizing more children than I can't even think of what's traumatizing yeah. children.
まあ、度合いが違うやつがあるからそれのこと言ってんのかもしれないけど。まあだから難しいよね、そこは主観だからさ、その虐待に見えるようなやつとか、子供親が死んだっていう嘘をついてるやつとか、さすがにみたいなやつと、そのハロウィーンのキャンディーのやつでも子供によってはめちゃくちゃショック受けてる子もいるわけじゃん。で思うのはさ、それを最悪家でプライベートの場でやる分にはまだマシの気がするのね。その家族の楽しみとして趣味が悪いとしてもよ、その家族の楽しみとして親戚とかとやるならまだしも、なんかそのビデオを不特定多数の人に見せてライクを稼ぎたいみたいな、その不特定多数の人のエンターテインメントとのために自分の子供を犠牲にするっていうのはなんかちょっとプライオリティがおかしいやなって思っちゃうよね。
ButYouTube is not stopping you from doing terrible things to your children. They just don't want anyone to be able to see those videos. So YouTube's saying that you can't watch those videos, right? I mean, that's what they're doing, right?
Or these parents cannot make money off of these videos by well, traumatizing their children.
They're not talking about making money or not. This isn't about monetization.Those videos are banned.
Oh, right. But right?
I mean
they could,
there's plenty of stuff that's demonetized. This isn't about demonetization.
Hmm.
I mean, demonetization is, you know, par for course on YouTube.
YouTube も、まあ、Google とかもそうだけど、普通に民間企業だから、 例えば自分が YouTube を運営してたらどうかって考えると、それが主観だって言われようがなんだろうが、まあ嫌なものは嫌だみたいな。それはそれでまあ分かる気もするんだけど。
But YouTube is not like someone's personality, you know. YouTube is a platform, right? And there's videos on there. I mean, YouTube themselves promoted the video of Logan Paul's filming of the dead body in the forest, which is the filming of someone who had committed suicide was promoted by YouTube to their front page. So, you know, this... I don't know how much moral authority or credibility they've built up so far, or confidence in their ability to actually, you know, judge. They actually have to put these videos in the promoted pile, right? So if they can't get their priorities straight enough,
right,
that they won't let, you know, that they will let money get in the, you know, be a factor for how they...
Yeah.
How they make these subjective decisions,
まあ、
I think it could be...
まあ、I'm sure they're not perfect. And やっぱこういうのって人類の歴史の中で初めてじゃん。この人類が、みんながこういう動画を撮れるデバイスを持っていて、それが教養があろうがなかろうが、お金があろうがなかろうが、基本的に誰でも手に入れられるような状態になっていて、で、誰でもこういう動画を全世界に向けて発信することができる。でやっぱりタイドポットを食べたりとか目隠しして車を運転するようなバカもいっぱい出てきたり、まあ、子供にひどいことする人も出てきて、しかもそれをみんなに見せたがるやつもいるわけじゃない。
だからこう、Should they ban Tide Pod? The Tide Pod meme? Tide Pod as a meme, should that be banned? The whole meme is eating it, obviously.
Yeah, don't eat it.
But should you ban the meme? Because now you know YouTube is banning memes, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
ideas.
If you don't want to host these videos, I think that's fine because...
But then you're not a platform. You're a curator, right?
Right.
And this idea might be fine in theory. The problem is executing it, which they have not... Nobody has confidence that they'll execute this well. They haven't executed
right.
any of these things.
まあだからトライアンドエラーじゃないやっぱり。
It's just error. Well, the point is that they can use this as a reason to get more power and control over the platform, right?
Right.
And they have some random people who decide, oh, this shouldn't be on YouTube. This prank, you know, is...
I think, again, it's a different, difficult situation because その YouTube とか Google とかがすごい一企業としてはすごい力を持っているっていうことと、ただそう、ただでも政府ではないわけじゃん。ってなった時にどこまで、そうなんていうの、彼らに政府みたいにオペレーションさせることを強制するのか、それともでも民間企業だからある程度こうやって主観が入ってもいい。でもそれをやりすぎると、じゃあ例えば Google Search のリゾルトがマニピュレートされたりとか危なくなってくるわけじゃん。だからそのバランス難しくない？
I don't think there's room for balance. I don't think Google should be in the business of curating. I think it's a platform. Do you think internet service providers should prevent this kind of content? Do you think all of the content that's uploaded to the internet should be scanned by some algorithm that's in the hands of whoever the most, you know, richest jerk is? And they get to decide what people put on the internet or not. Why not the internet service provider? If a monopoly the size of Google can make all of these decisions, because we're getting to the point where the content is being formed by the algorithms. It's not that the algorithms are helping us find content.
You think that YouTube should not ban these videos?
Tide Pod? No. The forest one? That shouldn't have been put on the promoted page. I'm opposed to their promoting the dead
well,
body in the forest.
I feel like if I worked for YouTube, for example, and なんか例えばタイドポットチャレンジとかで死ぬ子が出てきたりした時に、それが世界的に流行ることができるのってやっぱりこういうプラットフォームがあるからじゃん。
Not because of the platform, but because they are a curator.Do you see the difference? It has nothing to do with them being a platform. It has everything to do with them being a curator. Because they promote things, they take responsibility. If you're a platform, you don't. The internet service provider is a platform.
Right.
Mm. If you don't make this distinction, I mean, it just, it's pathological. Just let's all move to North Korea. What's the difference? Why don't we make it illegal, Tide Pods, at the government level? Get the UN in here. And anyone who even says the word Tide Pod should be dragged out and shot. The problem is it's Google.
Right.
The problem is that it's a monopoly, and the content is becoming their algorithms.
Right.
The algorithm is becoming their product. It's not really a platform anymore. And the execution of all of these things, even if they're well-intentioned and even if the ideas are good, the execution is, in practicality, it's impractical. It hasn't been working well. There's major issues on YouTube already with all the copy strike stuff, and there's an entire industry that has been created out of just copy striking content,
right,
just arbitrarily. And I don't think content creators on YouTube like how it is or the way it's going. YouTube's Rewind video was the most downvoted video. Rewind.
Yeah.
It's the most downvoted video on YouTube ever.
Yeah. かわいそうだよね.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
なんか良かれと思ったのにみたいな。
It was just so, you know, they had the late night comedy show hosts on there and all these. It's just a sellout to these corporate Will Smith and
I haven't even seen it. I only read about
it. It's disgusting. Yeah. But they've changed their algorithms on YouTube in a way that essentially penalizes people for not uploading videos like every single day. So if you only upload like once a week or something, that might have been effective a year ago. But because of the way the algorithms work now, almost everyone has had to become a daily uploader. It's just the algorithm is changing the content that people produce. And in my opinion, the algorithm's purpose is to help people find content that they like, not to change the incentives for how content is created. So I think it's really gone sideways. I don't know what to make in any final sense about this prank thing. But I mean, YouTube started as like fail compilations and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's just clip after clip of skateboarder going, you know, pole to nuts, and people, you know, just failing in incredible ways.
Yeah, I mean, but it was different back then, right? It was just like, たまたま撮れたやつ?
No, the compilation is you went out of your way to grab every clip of every skateboarder hitting their nuts.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, they weren't doing that on purpose when they were filming it.
No, you know, but the person filming it isn't the one that made all the money. The compilation guy.
Yeah, but like now it's different where like people do crazy stuff for YouTube.
Because of these algorithms, because they're trying to get promoted, because it's so trend based. And it's why everyone has this weird like, oh my God, face in every fucking thumbnail.
Oh
my God. Oh my God. Oh, you'll never believe. Oh, it's just so, and YouTube's, whatever the algorithm is, it's just mindless. And
it's crazy because I never look at feeds on Twitter and on YouTube.
Landing page is a curated feed.
Yeah, so I don't look at that.
You do.
So
it shows up as soon as you arrive on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's almost like the ads that I'm trained to ignore, right? I think that's why I don't really understand this.
But whatever's there is in whatever you're watching, because it's the trending thing. It trickles out into all the content, right? Because right. all the YouTubers see what's trending and it changes how they behave.
Right.
And what they're talking about.
So I guess I don't really understand how it is on YouTube right now. Like, I know what you're talking about. I see those like thumbnails sometimes of like people's reactions, like opening their mouths and be like, oh my God.
No one has their mouth closed on YouTube.
Right.
Thumbnails. Everyone's
and I don't really know any like YouTube celebrity, like YouTubers.
Well, there's a significant cultural rift between Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And Facebook is kind of like you and your feelings and, you know, your
old people
around you. It's more centered around you, and Twitter is a bit more combative and intellectual, and Instagram is just visual. You know, it's not. Instagram is the objectification part, and Facebook is kind of the human, emotional sort of feely. You know,
I guess family events.
Yeah, well, you it's not like your family and friends so much on Instagram, right? It's more a stream of just stuff.
Hot girls,
right? And these platforms are all sort of differentiating and people are inhabiting, you know, maybe two out of the five or whatever it is and get different mixture of information.
Hmm. Yeah, I only use YouTube when I have something that I want to watch, like specific stuff.
Hmm.
Like I don't really like surf on YouTube.
Well, surfing on YouTube will get you into some
weird shit.
Dark, you know, some dark hole, some underwater sea cave somewhere where there's a, you know, people are whispering in a weird seductive voice, or people are popping pimples, or people are.
Right. That's not really weird. Dark, is it?
Well,
I mean, setting yourself on fire.
It's not as dark as the old days, you know, like E-Bombs World and Break and
Break.com.
Yeah, and what's the
is it the really is it dark still one? Around?
I don't know.
Hmm. There was a,
yeah, there was way darker stuff before. Yeah. I guess now it'd be like Live Leaks or something like that.
Break.com was like full of like gory stuff.
Break?
Yeah.
No, that was Rotten. I think you're thinking of Rotten.com.
Oh.
Break was like.
Was it the funny one?
Break was like post E-Bombs World, pre YouTube. Break and YouTube were competing, and then I think YouTube was bought by Google and it took off.
Was it the one full of like funny videos?
Yeah. I think it was less. Rotten was the most traumatic end of the spectrum.
Hmm.
But now it's all kind of just become one thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's infantilizing, or it's neotenizing. It's this whole, the Google deciding what you can and can't see thing sounds like a parent to me. And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm an adult. I know, you know, I can handle it. Let me, like, if I want to see.
Well, it's, well, I mean, they're just trying.
Like a parent, right?
Yeah. But what they're focusing on the creator side, right? The creator of the videos. Like, they're just trying to avoid people from making more of these prank videos, or like, they're just trying to stop people from setting themselves on fire. Right?
It seems like
which is kind
just,
of crazy that they have to do this to begin with. But
couldn't you just demonetize those videos and ban them from the curated, promoted, or trending lists or whatever? Instead of banning them outright, because I feel like if you ban them outright, then you start to create these weird.
My guess.
Like maybe it, sub Hydra websites.
But isn't it less work for them if less people post those videos?
I think it's going to be a ton of work trying to ban all these videos, and a lot of people will protest, and there'll be a lot of legal, just
you
a
think?
Huge mess. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's already been a mess. It's been a mess this whole year with YouTube and their creators. There's been a lot of tension there.
Hmm.
And I think there have been lawsuits and weird things. I mean, they're small. I mean, YouTube can just swat them away, but still.
Right. See it.
In a study published in Nature Communications, researchers at the University of Birmingham and Cardiff University tested the hypothesis that the temporal flow of information in the mind is reversed when events are being constructed from memory. Previous research has shown that the human act of observing begins with the discrimination of low-level perceptual features and then later conceptual features. The researchers conducted three experiments, including monitoring the brain via electroencephalography, in order to track the exact moment in time subjects distinguished objects as either a photograph or a drawing along the perceptual dimension, or animate or inanimate along the semantic dimension. For example, a drawing of a toaster or a photograph of a ladybug. The experiments conducted involved both observation, in which they were shown the images, and recall, in which they were shown words assigned to the images, forcing them to recall the images, and found that subjects reconstructed conceptual information more rapidly than perceptual information.
人は物事を観察するとき、まず知覚情報から入って、その後に概念的特徴を捉えるとされていますが、Nature Communications に掲載されたバーミンガム大学とカーディフ大学の研究で、記憶の場合はその逆であることが分かりました。実験では、被験者に写真や絵を見せる観察フェーズと、観察した画像に関連する単語を見て画像を思い起こす記憶フェーズの2つのステップを踏ませ、その間脳をモニターしました。例えばトースターの絵やテントウムシの写真などを見せて、それが写真なのか絵なのかを知覚的に理解する瞬間と、その内容が生き物なのか物なのかを論理的に理解する瞬間を脳をモニターしてトラッキングしました。すると概念的情報よりも知覚情報をより素早く思い出していることが分かりました。Hmm.
Yep.
What does that mean?
So, when you are observing things, which we're doing all the time, we are perceiving reality. And that what we perceive first is details, visual details, I mean, perceptual details.
Right.
The shapes of things, the colors of things, stuff like that. And then from that observation of these small, trivial details, we construct a semantic thing out of that. But the details come first, and then afterwards you process that and you make some sort of semantic conclusion. In other words, you convert the visual information into linguistic information so that you can remember it. And they theorized that this process would run in reverse when you remember things because it's in your head remembered as a linguistic thing and needs to be converted back into its perceptual details. And we can recall that semantic part immediately, but it takes us a while to recall the details.
言語がないと人ってものを記憶できないのかな。でもだから2歳ぐらい2歳ぐらいまでの記憶ってないのかな。
There could be a lot of other brain developmental factors there, but I think consciousness in some sense is made of language. I think reality is mostly made of language.
Yeah.
And I think we live in a culturally defined reality, and that culture is flight from reality. Mm-hmm. Culture is the opposite of reality. I don't know if the opposite's the right word, but it's it's a layer. It's a cartoon of reality. Mm-hmm. Culture is like a cartoon version.
だから私がマイケルのことを見てる、実際見てるときは、こう、あ、ヒゲとか。で、あ、これはマイケルですっていう順番だけど、マイケルがいないとこでマイケルのことを思い出すときは、あ、ヒゲとかじゃないもんね。
うん、
マイケルっていう概念があって、うん、あ、で、マイケルってどういう人だっけって考えたら、あ、こういうシャツ着てるとか、こういう髪型とかってことだよね。
うん、
だから順番が逆になってるっていう。
うん。I mean, we're humans are basically sensors that process、うん、information.、
うん、
And then we move muscles.
出た。出た。
And that's the whole thing.
Like, yeah.
A sensor, and then there's processing,
yeah.
and then you can move a muscle.
Yeah.
In my email exchange with Kazuki Song,
Sakurai-san.
Yeah. I've been trying to describe this. In cosmology, there isn't much.In terms of intelligence, right? And the evolution of the cosmos doesn't really comment on intelligence or what it is or、
right.
its effect on, like, everything else is fairly quantified in the cosmos.、
Mm.
You know, this particle, that particle, this phenomenon, you know,、
right.
planet formation, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to biology and it's like, oh, that's a different field.、
Mm.
Well, it's still part of the freaking universe, right?
Right.
So it's, I've been...thinking about this, like, is there a way in entropic terms、
mm.
or in informational terms, informational in the purest sense, not as in if you compress something as a zip file, like、
mm.
the pure information within things, can you define consciousness in entropic terms? Are there...thermodynamic or informational consequences for the cosmos、
hmm.
As a result of observation.
Right.
You know, is that creating some sort of a black hole that just, is just funneling into, you know, the imagination, whatever it is?、
Hmm.
Is there some sort of feedback loop there? The feedback loop that seems to be accelerating whatever we are as a process, right?、
Hmm.
It seems to be accelerating faster and faster. And now we can see the entire world transform, you know, over the course of 5 or 10 years. And that hadn't, you know, that pace of change has never existed. At least not directed by consciousness on、
right.
this planet.、consciousness, awareness, I think is really the central mystery. And I'm biased.You know, being consciousness.
Well, obviously.
I'm assuming I'm conscious. But yeah, this is memory construction and sort of the flow of data. It's kind of interesting to think about data flowing in, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Through your eyes and your ears and everything else. And then something's happening, you know, up in this head. And then...That thing starts moving, it starts doing shit based on、
yeah.
what it saw.
Yeah.
Right? And it has a plan. It's planning. It sees the future. It's predicting the future.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty strange.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Let's see.Observations published in the journal Nature by astronomers at the University of Warwick suggest that white dwarf stars are solidifying into crystals. The researchers analyzed 15,000 white dwarfs within 300 light years of Earth, which were observed by the Gaia satellite, and identified a concentration in the population of white dwarfs at specific colors and luminosities, evidence for crystallization occurring at the end of the life cycle. When a white dwarf cools to about 10 million degrees, its oxygen crystallizes into a solid state and sinks to the core, pushing carbon material to the surface. Lead astronomer Dr. Pierre-Emmanuel Tremblay stated the following: "All white dwarfs will crystallize at some point in their evolution, although more massive white dwarfs go through the process sooner. This means that billions of white dwarfs in our galaxy have already completed the process and are essentially crystal spheres in the sky. The sun itself will become a crystal white dwarf in about 10 billion years."
Nature に掲載されたウォーリック大学の研究で、矮星が結晶化していることが分かりました。研究では観測衛星ガイアを使って300光年以内に存在する1万5000個の白色矮星を分析しました。すると特定の色と高度を持った白色矮星が存在することが分かり、終末期の結晶化に入っていることが分かりました。白色矮星は1000万度まで温度が下がると酸素が結晶化して核部分に沈んでいき、代わりに炭素質が表面に押し出されます。チームを率いたドクター・ピエール・エマニュエル・トロンブレー氏は以下のように述べています。すべての白色矮星は進化の過程の中で結晶化します。大きい白色矮星は結晶化のプロセスに入るのが早くなります。つまり私たちの銀河系に存在する数十億個の白色矮星はすでに結晶化し終わっており、空で球状のクリスタルとなっているのです。太陽も今から100億年後には結晶化した白色矮星になるのです。
Yep.
ピカリーン。
Crystals.
すごいね。
The hippies were right. Crystals are super magical.
日本語って難しいんだよね、変に。矮星って多分音で聞いても。まあこういうのに詳しい人はピンとくるかもしれないけど、なんかドワーフスターズって言ってもらった方が、まあドワーフじゃないんだけどね。
You mean
サイズ的には。
No, it is. It is. Dwarf stars are.
Well, for us, it's not.
Well,
small.
For stars.
Right? Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well.
まあただそのに。ドワーフスターズって言われた方が想像はしやすいけど、日本語だとちょっとね、そういうの多いんだけどね。こういう専門用語とかになるとさ、英語で聞くとああそういうことかっていうのも、
well,
日本語だとこうなんか謎に普段使う言葉じゃないものに変換されて、
I think
想像しにくい。
That's better in some ways though, because dwarfsLike people say, you know, like, what is it? The white, what is the princess in the 12?
Snow White?
Snow White.
Oh my god, やめて
12 dwarves or something, right? There's 12, right?
Yeah. え、7人でしょ ?7 人の小人でしょ
?7 dwarves? 7,
yeah. なんで増やしてるし。
なんで嫌だったの?
いや、一瞬ちょっと考え、12人だったっけと思ったけど。白雪姫と七人の小人たちでしょ。
Is it always seven? It's always been seven. They don't change it. They don't add dwarves.
What? No.
They just
Why
make a
would
new
they
one.
Add? What?
It's like AKB. It's always 48, right? They don't change the 48 part. They just change the other geographic. I don't know.
Now I'm Googling because
the,
I'm not confident.
But the astronomical term is weird because you have white dwarfs and...Then I guess maybe there's yellow dwarfs. I'm not sure, but there's also.
あれ赤い赤色矮星ってないっけ？赤もないっけ？
I don't know. There's some varieties of dwarfs depending on like other materials like neon or something can remain depending on the initial solar mass. But in terms of the life cycle, it's like our sun will eventually.Start running out of hydrogen to perform fusion with, and that will cause it to expand, and it'll expand so much that the edge of the sun will actually enter Earth's orbit, probably pass Earth's orbit. So Earth would be inside the atmosphere of the sun, And once all the hydrogen is used up, it blows up. It sheds the outer layers of the star, which becomes a planetary nebula. And then you just have the core left over. And the core is like really small compared to what was, compared to the red giant. It's like, it's like Earth size. Like these are really tiny. These dwarf stars are really tiny. It's just the dense stuff in the middle that's left over. And then as once it becomes that tiny dwarf, it's not performing fusion anymore because it doesn't have enough mass to fuse the atoms. And so it just radiates heat energy, and the oxygen crystallizes and the carbon crystallizes. But none of them are done crystallizing. And the amount of time, because like there's been so much time since the Big Bang that we kind of expect to see everything that there can be. But for white dwarfs, it takes them so long to finish crystallizing that even if a white dwarf was created at the beginning of the universe, it wouldn't be fully crystallized yet.
Oh, okay.
So we actually haven't seen the fully crystallized white dwarf.
Oh, soっか.
They're not done crystallizing. It will take many billions of years longer.
But what... Okay, but when this guy says they have already completed the process, it just means that the start of the process has completed the koto, but the crystallization itself is not finished yet.
Yes, when the crystallization process finishes, if it ever finishes.
そっか、じゃあ結晶化し終わっておりって言っちゃったけど、結晶化が始まってるけど、完全に終わってるわけじゃない。
Yeah, but it may never finish. I don't know about never.
Right. But
maybe never. It could take a really long time. We're talking about all the heat completely dissipating until you just have a cold crystal left. And right now, it's more like there's crystallized oxygen in the center and some crystallized stuff around the sides, but it only has to get below... what is it? 10, how many degrees?
10 million degrees.
10 million degrees, you know, to start crystallizing. But from 10 million, 10 million is still hot.
Yeah.
Still hot.
and when they say crystal, it's the crystal that I'm imagining in my head.
Crystallized.
Like the sparkly.
Oxygen.
Crystal.
Well, what kind of most crystals, I guess, are carbon, right?
Okay. Oxygen crystal.
I don't know of any oxygen crystals, but that's probably like a high pressure phenomenon.
Oxygen. Yeah, I just tried to Google,
Google
images,
oxygen
but,
crystal.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, does that leftover crystal contain information? Or are they all the same? Like, is there something recorded on the leftover of that? Like, what are those? What happens to those? Does someone do something with those? You know, almost everything in the universe.
Collect them.
Like, almost everything in the universe, something happens to it, right? It gets used by something else.
Right.
Like the organic materials created when heavier stars explode are then utilized to create life, apparently, right? So
maybe it's going to be the start of something else. Like it'll contribute to something.
Like are they fossils? Else? Like are there... So when you think about the word fossil,
right.
It's always like, oh, so it was alive and it died. We can kind of tell what's going on.
So
but maybe we can expand this notion of fossil, you know, to are there...
So ka.
You can have a fossil mindset about other
fossil
sort of artifact,
mindset.
artifact objects in the cosmos.
そうだね。まあ、それもセメンティックだもんね。
Mm. But that's what we're saying, you know. The language kind of controls how limits and influences how you can think. I think if you learn another language, it's really modifying your operating system.
Mm.
Like your brain's operating system is modified, right? And I think, like last week, we talked about, you know, the prospect or the possibility of Japanese ceasing to exist, you know, 100 years from now or 200 years from now, whatever it is. But it's not the appropriate thing to do isn't to jump ship off of Japanese and save yourself by learning English. What you also want to do is you want to try to export as much unique meaning from the Japanese language and Japanese culture into English, and to force that. It has to be forced to some extent. But the same way that English is flowing into Japanese and we get, you know, weird new ideas and words, what you really want to do is to take what's good about Japanese culture and language that isn't there on the broader scale. But it's to
there, done.
But this happens through people not consuming culture but producing culture.
Yeah.
Right? So if you
But that's harder, right? I mean,
it's harder, but
I hope that's what's gonna happen over like Chan and Senpai and that kind of stuff that's already exported. Because it's usually, I guess like some words like mottainai, you know, some concepts that didn't really exist or you know, that are not that common in the Western world are already kind of introduced or exported.
But those concepts need to be injected into English. And it's not like we have this thing, it's like, oh, how do you say that in English? It's like, I don't know, there isn't a word for it. Well, can we do something about that? You know, like what is this? Oh, it's not in the dictionary, you know, like language can be changed and modified and words can be created. And English has taken a lot of things from a lot of different languages, sort of incidentally. But I think there should be some conscious effort to preserve what is meaningful in the languages that are being lost, rather than, you know, just saving yourself and you know, the lifeboat escape.
そうだね。それはそうだね。
Do you know what?
おもてなし。But that kind of stuff, right? I mean,
that, you know,
some words that.
But yeah, but there are really complicated concepts and ideas that, you know, can't be summarized in just a word or so.
Yeah, I think someone recently on Twitter said that you they're focusing on the Japanese words that you use because they assume that they don't really exist in English.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them that they noticed was meiwaku.
Snaguru.
Snaguru. Snaguru は逆じゃん。
Yeah, snaguru.
Yeah, and snaguru でしょ?
Snaguru.
Yeah, that's like that's opposite, right? English in Japanese. From English to Japanese, but like, meiwaku. でも確かになんか。
meiwaku and めんどくさい。
めんどくさい、yeah.
懐かしい。
And
I don't know. Like, there is a lot of useful terms and the connotation of a lot of terms is just really different from literally any word that you can find in English.
Yeah, and 辞書に載ってたとしてもなんかちょっと違ったりするもんね。なんかそういうことじゃない。なんか例えば、何、めんどくさいとかも hassle とか言いようもあるじゃん。 言おうと思えば英語でも、うん、でもなんかちょっと違うじゃん、
うん、
なんか それに含まれるニュアンスとかが、
yeah. So you don't want to lose any of that、
yeah.
meaning
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the way you avoid losing it is by changing English. But people that don't speak English can't change it、right? Did you see the How do you say it? Chang'e, the Chinese moon lander?
Oh, no.
No, you didn't see it?
I saw that they're growing plants, right?
もう死んだ。
え、嘘。嘘でしょ?
No, it's dead.
え? マジか。
It died.
Oh, no.
But it did.
What happened?
It did sprout.
Right? その写真は見たよ。芽が出てるの。
Mm.
なんで死んだの?
I don't know, but I think...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad. But... Okay.
Well, they were doing it for the picture, right?
I guess.
だから撮った瞬間に...
死んだ。
死んだ。They just stopped supporting it.
That's sad.
Yeah. But it's cool. There's a video of the landing, which、
okay.
is really interesting.
Oh, それ見たい。
And some people have、put a side-by-side of the landing footage and maps that we already have of the lunar surface.、
Mm-hmm.
And they rotate the maps and they show you、where on the map、mm-hmm. it is, because you can look at the craters that
yeah,
it's flying
yeah.
over.
Okay.
And...、there's a guy named、Scott Manley who talks about space stuff. I love his channel. But he did some stuff to make the video look nicer, and he has an amazing breakdown of the whole landing thing.
Okay.
One thing that's interesting is as it gets closer to the moon, the surface just looks the same. It looks the same. You can't tell if you're... 100 kilometers away, or 10 kilometers、
What?
away, or 1 kilometer away, or 10 centimeters away. It looks exactly the same, the lunar surface does, from this video. And you'll see it because it gets lower and lower and lower and lower, and it keeps looking the same.
Is it because of this sand?
It's because the moon has no atmosphere. And so the only features that you see...are these impact craters.、
Hmm.
But because it has no atmosphere, you have impact objects of every possible size,、
oh.
down to the smallest possible just speck, right? There's no atmosphere.
Right.
So even the tiniest speck just hits the moon and makes a tiny version of、hmm. the crater, right? So as this thing gets closer and closer to the moon...you see smaller and smaller craters、
huh.
but they just keep looking the same as the craters before it, and it's really strange.
So is it like, are we getting close now? Are we there yet? Are we? Oh, we're here.
Yeah, when it lands, it's like you can't tell if it's a kilometer up or if it's right. Like even,、
huh.
even after it lands and the camera is like 5 centimeters off the ground,
yeah,
it still... it still looks the same. It's so ridiculous.
Wow.
But I never realized the sort of fractal、
huh.
nature with
そういう GIF あるよね。
Yeah.
こう永久にさ。
Yeah, where it just keeps going in.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, yeah, but...
そういう感じなんだ。
Yeah, so...
変なの。
That makes the video quite interesting.
あ、ちょっと見ようそれ。気になるわ。
Yeah, and you don't see the smaller details until it gets
right,
closer, right?
Right?
And、まあ、then they just it just fills in over and over. Yeah.
Huh. That's funny.
Yeah, we need more videos, right?
Yeah.
Space shit.
Mojokoshi no tekisto wa Android, iPhone, Mac.iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリでゲットできますので試してみてください、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安すぎるプランやっていますのでぜひ、あとバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもあります。 ぜひチェックしてみてください。イケてるトレーナーとかね。もうすぐ新しい商品も追加する予定なので、要チェック。Twitter、Instagram、Facebook もやってるので、よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
バイ。
バイ。